And as President Obama prepares to address the nation tonight, let's check in now on some of the undocumented immigrants who've been detained in this country at facilities like the Berks County Residential Center in Leesport, Pennsylvania. Until recently, most families passed through the facility fairly quickly. But as the government responds to the record numbers of Central American families who arrived in the U.S. this summer, immigration lawyers say their clients at the Berks Center are now being held longer than usual. Emma Jacobs reports.
Bridget Cambria is an immigration lawyer who has visited the Berks Family Residential Center many times.
You have to get permission. You call ahead. The doors are locked. When you walk in, you have to, you know, be buzzed through.
Here's how things used to work for her clients. Cambria says families who feared being sent home had an interview with an asylum officer within a couple of weeks of arriving at the facility. If that officer found their story credible, immigration released many of them to friends or family members while their cases went through immigration court. But this summer, amid dramatic numbers of undocumented women and children arriving in the country, the Berks Center stopped releasing families. Lawyers were told the instructions came from Washington.
The worst thing is leaving a mother in a room that's locked, you know, to go out to my car, to go about my daily life, knowing that she's stuck there with her kid, and I know that she doesn't want to be there.
While the administration has had to release tens of thousands of Central Americans to friends or family here in the U.S. for lack of space to hold them, Homeland Security is looking to expand this shelter, which holds just under 100 people, and open 3,600 beds in new facilities in border states by next year. Jessica Vaughn directs research at the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank which advocates restricting immigration. She says detention ensures people won't be able to hide from immigration authorities once they're released.
So they're trying to, you know, belatedly adopt a system that will allow for some semblance of rule of law.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesman Harold Ort said in a statement that the goal of holding these immigrants is to deter others from Central America from making the dangerous trip through Mexico to enter the U.S. illegally. But immigrant advocates point out detention has a number of drawbacks. It's exponentially more expensive and psychologically hard on families. Just ask immigrant Laura Pena. She spent a year and a half at the Berks Center when she arrived in the U.S. 6 years ago, which was unusual at the time. She watched other families come and go.
You know, sometimes people get like crazy, you know, when they are in a lot of time in just one place.
The Pennsylvania Family Center is luxurious compared to the bare-bones shelters being built along the border. But even so, long stays can take a toll. She remembers that she used to get up when one of her favorite staff members came to work at 2 in the morning. Pena says they'd sometimes cry together about her past and her uncertain future.
I had a lot of things in my head, you know, what I'm going to do next. Or I always think this every single night. Oh, my God, if I die in here. I always, you know, saying, what my son is going to do.
The Obama administration says it's trying to streamline court proceedings for detained families. But these changes have put immigration attorneys in something of a bind.
It takes hours to develop the client's story, affidavit.
Valerie Brown, along with other lawyers, is driving out from Philadelphia to provide pro bono representation. There are no public defenders in immigration court. She doesn't want to see her clients detained for months on end, but she also needs time to prepare a case. To win asylum, Brown's clients have to gather evidence that they've suffered gang violence or abuse at home. She says it's much more difficult to do that while you're in detention.
Not only the time to prepare it, but the time for the person to be able to feel comfortable enough to provide, you know, all of the terrible details of what they've been through in their home country.
The answer, she argues, is to go back to the way things were before the summer, when families were let go and allowed to prepare their case from the world outside these walls. For Here and Now, I'm Emma Jacobs in Philadelphia.
And before we go to break, an update on a story we brought you earlier this month. Plans for the first townwide ban on tobacco sales in the country have been snuffed out. The Board of Health in Westminster, Massachusetts, last night voted down a proposal to ban the sale of all tobacco products. A board member saying, "It's obvious the town is against it, and therefore I am against it."